It's time for another check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got their superintendent on the line, Mr. James Capte. Couple neat things coming up for Ekalaka Public Schools. First up, you guys doing a bit of veteran recognition for Veterans Day coming up, but how you need help with recognizing those veterans is you got to have folks sign up so you know who to recognize. So tell us a little bit about that. When is it going to be? When do you need folks signed up by, and how do they sign up?
So, yeah, we have a great Veterans Day activity going on Veterans Day, but in order to acknowledge and honor all our veterans, we need them to call the school and let us know that they're going to be there. And if they're going to be there, they can bring a guest or family, and it's going to be in the morning at 11 o'clock on Veterans Day. But then afterwards, all of our veterans, you're going to get some flowers in honor of your service, but you're also going to get a meal served and prepared by our FCCLA class. And so we just can't say thanks enough to all the people that have served and made our country what it is. And so we just want to make sure you get a chance to call us, let us know, so that we can make sure we're ready to serve you for what you've done for us.
Yeah, it's awesome. A salute to veterans there through Ekalaka Public Schools. And you said that meal and the event is all going to happen right there at the high school?
Correct. It'll all be here. Once we get you here, we'll make it a great day for you.
Awesome. Sweet. And again, just call the school. Do you have a specific number that works best to call for this, to get the school for that?
Yeah, they can call 406-630-1523.
Awesome. And then another event coming up there at Ekalaka Public Schools, this one on the football field, building a maze out there out of hay bales. So I got to know, how was the engineering for building a maze? Were you the main engineer for that one?
Well, I'll tell you, I might have been part of the design team, but I was not the main tractor driver. You start placing bales, that's a whole different thing. And I showed my age a little bit, because when we had discussions about how to build it, I said, you know, we'll just build it just like a dot matrix printer would print. And both of Coach Kittleman and Coach Walker both looked at me and were like, we're not that old. We don't know what a dot matrix printer is.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, oh, yep, also in that camp.
Anyway, so we got them all in place. And on Halloween, we will be having Trunk or Treat. The community's Trunk or Treat event will be around the football field. And our 4-H is going to be involved. They've got hot chocolate. We'll have some music. Well, it'll be a good time, but about 7 and 8, we'll shut those lights off, and then the football team is going to create a haunted maze as well for those kids that like, or adults too, or radio DJs that want to come down from Baker and just want to be haunted in the haunted maze. So that's all on Halloween.
You guys have also been doing a couple reading events. You had Reading Under the Lights last month, and then the next reading event coming up, Night at the Museum, that's happening on the 4th. Tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
So the Carter County Museum is just an amazing resource, amazing. They've got so much stuff. The people that work there, Dr. Sabre Moore and Dr. Nathan Carroll, I mean, they're just a great partner, and they worked with us to create a reading event where kids are all going to get a book about dinosaurs, and it is a really nice hard copy book. So again, people around the area, Baker, after wanting to do something on Monday night, can come down. The kids all get a book. People get into the museum free. And the author of that book is actually a Montana native, and she's going to be there to do some of the reading and talk about kind of her experience to the kids and whatnot about dinosaurs. So just another cool way to, we feel like, you know, work with our community, but also get books in the hands of kids and give them a chance to read all sorts of different things.
Yeah, it's awesome. And who doesn't like dinosaurs, especially as a kid? Boy, now that I have my own young boy, the amount of dinosaur apparel that is available to one with a young, especially male child, is quite astounding. So dinosaurs a hot topic for the young age group, for sure.
Oh, and you want to learn about dinosaurs, that's definitely a place to be. And that one kicks off at 5:30 on Monday. So we definitely hope to see everybody there and keep kind of creating that excitement about how we learn and what we do.
To wrap up the events coming up here, we've got some veteran recognition through Ekalaka Public Schools on Veterans Day, but they need you to sign up by calling the school for that one, and then go and check out the hay bale maze at the Trunk or Treat at the football field coming up on Halloween, and then the Night at the Museum reading event on the 4th at 5:30. Sounds like we covered all the bases there.
Oh, for sure. And I'll throw one more thing. If by chance there's a veteran out there and you missed the sign up, we still want you. We still want you to come and enjoy and be honored at our event as well. So just keep that in mind.
Awesome. So won't be turning anybody away, and want to salute all the veterans in the area out there as well. Thanks, everybody, for your service. We sure appreciate keeping the nation as great as it is.
For sure. And I appreciate you, Blake, for doing all this and keeping the community in the loop on what's going on down south in Carter County.
Yeah, hey, and thank you for reaching out. It's always nice to have the two-way highway coming up. It's a very straight highway between here and there, so luckily easy to navigate. But thanks for keeping that line of communication open, and we'll catch you again here pretty soon.
All right, sounds good, Blake. Thanks.